think I just lost a half an hour here, or maybe gained a half hour.
Let's get it back.
Let's get it. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, back ready to take your calls at 888-553-7536. Why would you like to call? Why should you? Why is it possible? Well, I know it's possible to call Dr. Ken because he's here ready to serve you with his helpful medical ideas. You got issues, he's got answers. 888-553-7536. But I often find, and when you look at the blog at the Dr. Ken Show website, you can sort of see follow the trail. Understanding what Dr. Ken knows or how he can find things out is really kind of cool. So, Dr. Ken, you may take it away. You may involve yourself in self-aggrandizement as long as you'd like.
Sure. Let's talk about what's the big medical story, what everybody's talking about. I know they were talking about it in my office yesterday, and I can't turn the radio on or the TV on without people mentioning this, and I'd like to untangle it. It's about a steroid-related meningitis case. Actually, 50 people already have been diagnosed with this in the country, and there may be hundreds or even thousands of people who are bound to get this. And it's urgent that if you know anybody who's had a steroid injection into their back, that they be warned about this, because the problem is there's a pharmacy in Doug's hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. It's a specialty pharmacy. They actually make these drugs on demand. They make them specifically for people who request certain doses, and they send them all throughout the country. And somehow, we don't yet know how, but a fungus has gotten into the steroid. It's methylprednisolone. And
easy
this is
for you to say.
Exactly. Methylprednisolone acetate is the steroid that's being injected, and it's contaminated by a fungus. It's causing a fungal meningitis. This is an infection around the brain. 5 deaths already, and the incubation period is anywhere from several days to a few weeks. And it's predicted there's maybe several thousand more people who are at risk for this. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is because this can be treated, but you have to be in the hospital. You get antifungal medications into the vein. So if you know anybody throughout the country who has had recently a steroid injection into the back, into any of the joints, you need to find out whether they got this methylprednisolone acetate from an apothecary, a pharmacy that makes drugs to order from Framingham, Massachusetts. Doug, do you know anything about this pharmacy in your backyard?
I live in Framingham, have lived here all my life, and I was trying to find, after we had this conversation yesterday, some relationship or some location, and I haven't. I think I know where they're located, but they're in a, they're especially now in a pretty tight box.
They're closed.
Yeah. Well, here's the question that I would have. When you hear steroid related, the idea of bodybuilders and that kind of stuff comes up to some people because they don't know that oftentimes people are given steroids for lots of different things. I had a little infection in my ear. Doctor gave me a steroidal based cream to get rid of it. So there are different kinds of steroids, yes or no? Or are they all from the same base?
Well, and there are different kinds of steroids. Some are longer acting, shorter acting. And essentially, they all have a similar common theme that they just decrease the body's inflammatory response. So it doesn't damage the joint as much. It doesn't cause as much pain. The swelling, the warmth all go down and hopefully away.
888-553-7536. Get in the queue early so you don't have to wait so long for Dr. Ken to get to your question. The other clarification here, you and I think talked on the air a couple of weeks ago about my back and the pain that is there. People who have lower back pain or any pain in their back, mostly it's lower back pain, that originates from the discs wearing out around your vertebrae. Under the circumstances, there are shots, and the shots are given in this area to relax or somehow or other fill in this area for sometimes they last 6-8 months or a year. The pain goes away, and apparently it fixes things, and it's called an epidural. And I haven't had it done. I'm not really eager for somebody to stick a knife, stick a.
That's well, why
knife,
you're still
a knife
talking
in my back,
to
or somebody stuck a needle in my back. But is that what these shots are for? To do what I had suggested was something that would deal with this pain. Because a lot of people go to these pain clinics around the country, hospital related often, and they get these shots. So is that the same shot?
Dougie came so close. This is exactly the issue. This is exactly what this methylprednisolone acetate is used for. It comes from the pharmacy, the New England Compounding Center, which is in Framingham. And I'd love to know more about this place, although they have temporarily closed, and the CDC, the FDA are all over them. They're trying to investigate and figure out how the fungus got into their steroid compounding.
All right. So those people, I think maybe there's a question here that we ought to, or maybe a number of questions we ought to pursue, and this may become, usually Dr. Ken and I create, not knowingly, a theme of the week. And maybe the theme this week has to do with back and back issues. There are muscular issues, there are skeletal issues, there are all kinds of reasons that people have trouble with their back. But I'm betting, this is not something that causes your death, but of all of the maladies that people have that are chronic, back problems are probably number one. Are they not?
Well, it's one of the definitely one of the top five reasons why people come to the doctor's office is back pain. And there's a lot of different approaches to it. We can talk about some of the less non-invasive or ways of approaching it, the more aggressive ways to approach it. And there are many different healthcare providers who take care of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, let me just mention one little more thing about the pharmacy that is dealing with this. You know, you and I are not big government people, but no. This is where there is a role for government as the umpire, as the regulator. And this whole area of compounding pharmacy, of compounding drugs, is so unregulated. And I think this is going to change this whole area.
It's interesting because I was in Ireland last weekend, wasn't visiting with you because I was there. And one of the things that they refer to often are compounding pharmacies. I see them frequently in Europe and elsewhere. Don't see them in America much at all, other than the homeopathic people. There's one in Santa Monica that I go to when I'm there, and they compound various medicinal items, but they're all organic or they're natural and they have no drugs in them.
I love you, and I'm glad you didn't know the one in your own hometown.
No, I don't. I've never heard of them before. The only reason I ever go to the drugstore, I came close to cutting a couple of fingers off yesterday, and they're all whacked, bandaged up, and held together, and I was in need of something to get rid of the pain or to deal with the pain. So I went to the drugstore for the first time, and I can't tell you how long, to just get some Advil and ibuprofen.
Compounding pharmacies sometimes are incredibly helpful. They've helped me out with some patients who needed specialized doses, the doses that the drug companies made, the standard drugs. They just weren't ideal for my patients.
Don't you have to convince a doctor? You have to be convinced that they're going to have something different than what's on the shelf, right?
Well, I'm convinced because I see my patient,
I
see how they're responding.
You can't get a prescription and go to one of these places and say, here, juice this up for me.
Well, if you have a doctor write it, that's how this works.
But if you don't, you can't on your own go to one of these compounding pharmacies and say, okay, I have a prescription here for XYZ drug, whatever it may be, but there's not enough. This isn't strong enough for me. I need something stronger. Will you make me something that is coming from this compound, but it's stronger?
You can't do it in a regular pharmacy.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Unless you want to get stripes and bars behind it.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronos. This week, the Good Day Health newsletter. Every week this comes out. Latest news. So what's this week's focus?
Latest news related to medications. Isn't that quite a coincidence? News in the medical
journals.
This
was edited before this story came out?
Exactly.
Yeah. Really. So when you talk about medications, we're talking about everything that would not be considered over-the-counter, right? something you have to write a prescription for? Or are you talking about things that might be considered, again, like Advil and Motrin and things like that?
The newsletter this week was about all of the many new prescription medications that have been approved in the last 2 or 3 months, and there's a ton of them, and we put it all together in the newsletter this week.
Like the anti-HIV pill.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Multiple sclerosis, all these things that you only dreamed about now are reality.
All right. So these are a list, and there's all the explanation that goes with them and the certainly admonition that you talk to doctors about these things. So if you want to know more about that information, just sign up for the newsletter. You go to drkenshow.com and put in your email address when you're asked for it. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, you won't find any advertising in there or trying to sell anything. And then Doug Steffen, if you go to Doug Steffen or DougSteffen.com, you can enter in just Doug Steffen. Actually, if you just put in Steffen in the search bar, it'll bring you around to DougSteffen.com. And you go to Dr. Ken's picture, sign up there when you click on, because the Good Day Health newsletter comes up first. In the meantime, we are beginning to see a lot of your action, and we're happy to talk to you at 888-553-7536. Time for you to reduce your risk of coronary heart disease. Heart concerns can begin to accumulate at a young age, maybe 40s, or maybe you're in your 50s, 60s. Ken, you have people, what's the youngest person, because we're talking here about heart problems, what's the youngest person with a heart problem you've ever seen?
Well, they begin at life. You can have a heart problem in utero, in the womb.
Really? So you've been brought in to consult on cases like that?
Well, I'm an adult cardiologist, so I begin at age 18, but 18. My pediatric colleagues and my neonatology colleagues begin, now they're beginning while the child's in womb. It's amazing. We can ultrasound a human heart while it's still in the mother's uterus.
But cholesterol and triglycerides, usually the problems with them don't show up until you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s. Is that fair?
Well, it's been recommended to check cholesterol. This is a little bit controversial, but now the pediatricians are being advised to check cholesterol. And I don't think we're jumping into medications, but we are definitely recommending diet, getting down to ideal body weight, and exercise for our kids.
All right, so as it is a serious condition, and it does go in the direction that we're talking about, you like to seek the best way to lower cholesterol. How do you think that?
Well, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, Doug, and it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as an adult cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe, FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Here's how you get it. You go online to cardiol.net/Ken and click on Dr. Ken's free trial, a 30-day free trial, so you can find out for yourself about Cardiol. Cardiol.net/Ken, Dr. Ken's free trial, or dial 888-809-6424 for Cardiol.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Change after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We'd like to make an appointment to have Dr. Ken judge what's going on in your body when it comes to the risk of heart disease or being treated for heart problems. His office number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, our number here is 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. Arlie is in Wilmington, North Carolina, has a question about his daughter, who seems to have had a shot along the lines of what we've been talking about. Arlie, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Arlie.
Yes, she had a injection about a week ago. And
what was the problem she had the injection for?
Her shoulder has been bothering her real bad and everything. She works for the post office, so that one shoulder gets a lot of action. And, you know, opening boxes, putting mail in, closing, back and forth. And she's had some problems, so she got a steroid shot. And ever since then, she's had a headache that won't go away.
Arlie, I'm so glad you called, because that is the number one symptom of this fungal meningitis from the steroid injection. The symptoms are severe headache. It just keeps getting worse, nausea, dizziness, and fever. And some of the patients are even experiencing slurred speech and difficulty walking and urinating. I want you to get her checked out yesterday.
Okay. It's no problem. I can do that.
All right. You're great.
Also, I got one more quick question.
Sure.
I had a procedure on my heart this past week, a TEE. I got arrhythmia.
Transesophageal echo.
Yes, sir. He jumped. I call it jumping time, like in a car, where it jumps the beat, the regular beat, and just beats a little bit too fast. The first time he stopped it and started it, it got back in good rhythm for about 5 seconds. Then it jumped again. Second time, he tried. He couldn't get it back in normal rhythm, so he's treating it with medication, which he increased my Cardiol. He doubled my dosage on that, which I was on a 12.5 milligram dosage, so now I'm taking 25 twice a day.
What's the question, Arlie?
Is there anything I should ask him about? He's trying to treat it with medication. And
okay, I'm a little confused, because you said you had a TEE, which is a transesophageal echo, which is like getting an endoscopy tube down your throat, and the echo imager head is at the tip of that endoscopy tube, and you see the heart structure from inside. But it sounds to me like you're describing what we call a cardioversion, where we get the electrical rhythm where it's not regular. It beats like a bag of worms from the top of the heart, and we shock it back into regular rhythm.
Yes, sir. He done both of those.
Okay. Well, the reason why they did the TE first was to make sure you didn't have a clot in the heart, because when you shock the heart suddenly without thinning the blood for about 3 weeks, you can dislodge a clot and go to the brain and cause a stroke. So they must have seen no clot in the heart. Then they electrically stimulated your heart. They could not get you back into regular rhythm. What they'll probably do now, are they putting you on blood thinner?
Yes, sir. I started a blood thinner the day before that.
Okay, they'll put you on blood thinner. They'll control the lower rate. And if you feel well, you'll do long-term just as well as back in regular rhythm.
Okay, yeah, I feel excellent.
Then you'll do fine. We call that rate control, and that is a very nice way to go on anticoagulation.
So there's two for the price.
They got me on Lasix to get rid of a little bit of fluid also.
All right. Let us know how your daughter did. I'd really like to know.
Two for the price of one. Question about his daughter and a question about him. Home run, Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536 to get treatment just like that. What are your symptoms and what do you want advice from Dr. Ken? It's all about advice.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weekend program continues with your calls from all around the country and all around the world. You can hear this every week. You don't have to listen to it when we're actually on the air. You can call us at 888-553-7536 when we're on the air. You can send an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Here is Nat, who was talking about something we discussed a week or so ago here, Ken, on the show. You mentioned that eating oat bran and yogurt can help control blood pressure. One question, does the oat bran have to be cooked, or can it be sprinkled dry on another cereal that's eaten with milk? I enjoy your show and look forward to it every weekend. All right, so what's the answer to that oat bran question, Ken?
Well, let me untangle it. The yogurt, we talked about a study that showed it did lower blood pressure. The oat bran is very effective at lowering cholesterol. It's my favorite food for lowering cholesterol. It's been shown in about 12 weeks of eating a serving a day, you can get your total cholesterol down 10%. But I would urge you to cook it. If you take the oat bran raw, you can do some serious damage to your feeding tube, your esophagus. And you want
why? What does it do?
It just rips it up.
Really?
It irritates it. You don't want to eat the oat bran.
Cows all the time.
You don't want to eat the oat bran raw. I mean, from personal experience.
Really? Okay.
And but it's cooked. And if you want to buy it, make sure on the box the only ingredient is oat bran. And I don't know if I want to give a plug for my favorite brand.
Yeah, go ahead, why not? Yeah.
Quaker makes it in the maroon box, and the only ingredient is oat bran. The nice thing about oat bran, it'll lower your cholesterol. It'll help as a natural laxative. And you won't be, or you'll have a lot less constipation, but it also will make you feel like you just finished Thanksgiving dinner. So it'll help you lose weight because it'll act as an appetite suppressant.
Hey, yeah, that sounds pretty fascinating, actually. 888-553-7536. There are, in the United States, 88 million people. Actually, no, 77. Well, let me give you a couple of stats, and I want to get your reaction to this. 77 million Catholics live in our country. 88 million people received medical attention last year at Catholic hospitals. Well, I'm wondering how that, why, I suppose there's a question the Catholic Church has hospitals. I don't know, do Jewish organizations have hospitals and Protestant organizations have hospitals? and of what significance is what goes on there. I remember chopping off the end of my finger down in Palm Beach a long time ago, and the only hospital that was open was St. Mary's. And my former wife had been a former nun, and she loathed anything to do with the Catholic Church. She didn't want me to go there, but there was no other choice. And at that time, nurses were all nuns. I don't know, the doctor fixed the end of my finger okay. But what significance is that? You see a lot of that. I never thought about it before. I just saw this. Significance of Catholic hospitals, Ken.
Well, some of the religions are very active at providing health care. In Florida, the Adventists are very active in Florida Hospital. They do a wonderful job.
Seventh-day Adventists? Do they run the hospital and own it?
Yes.
Really?
Upper management. Exclusively.
Why do they get into it, one would wonder? But is there a profit motive for getting in it?
I think all of the above. You know, there's a desire to help and heal, and the profit, all of the above. And they put out very good hospitals.
888-553-7536. Dean's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi, Dean. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning. See, I come from, I guess my family history has some heart issues. And a couple of friends have had a calcium deposit score, and I believe is what it's called. And so I went and had that done. And according to, I didn't get any answers. I didn't really talk to a doctor. I talked to the nurse that did the actual testing, and she said the numbers come through at from zero being a perfect score all the way up to, and she said into the thousands. And my score came back with a one. How much value do I put in that? Does that mean my heart isn't plugged up at all? I'm not at risk of a heart attack? Or, you know, what does it really mean? I haven't had a chance to really talk with my doctor.
Sure, great question. This is one of the few areas in life where you want to be a zero. And just let's imagine how the heart gets its blood. There are these big trunks that sit on top of the heart, the circulation. We call these the coronary arteries. When these things get plaqued up and the plaques rupture, you get heart attacks, the number one killer of Americans. There's two types of plaques where you can get the inner lining of the circulation can develop these plaques. There's hard calcified plaques, which can be measured by the calcium score, and then there's soft fatty plaques, which the calcium score can't see. So ideally, you want to have a zero, which says there's no calcified plaque. The limitation of the calcium score is it doesn't tell you if you have a zero whether you have soft fatty plaques, and it's the soft fatty plaques that rupture and cause the heart attacks. But the value of the calcium score is that if you have anything but a zero, it means you have some plaquing, and it means that you need to get your bad cholesterol down a lot lower than everybody else. Usually, almost always, it takes a statin to provide plaque stabilization so it doesn't grow. If you're having any symptoms, I'd recommend following this up with what we call a CT angiogram, where you can actually see inside the coronaries and see if there's any plaquing, hard or soft. And Doug has had one, I've had one, and I'd recommend it.
Okay, yeah, my cholesterol is low. I mean, that's in good shape, but it's called a CT
angiogram.
CTA, right? Of a coronary, CT angiography of the coronaries. It lets you be a tunnel engineer and actually walk literally through your coronaries and look at them.
Great peace of mind to know. I say this all the time from a sort of a student of my body. I'm very much a believer that people need to know what's going on inside of their bodies. It's your responsibility, not Ken's, not any other doctor, to know what's going on. They can help you interpret the information, but you need to be in charge of your body. And if you are not, and you leave it to somebody else, you'll get the kind of treatment, unfortunately, that goes with being sort of second in command instead of first. You are in charge. You are in command. You need to know what's going on in your body.
Dean,
so these tests are important.
Dean, not to alarm you, but you do have coronary artery disease because your score is not zero. So you really need to get this followed up, ideally by a cardiologist who's interested in coronary prevention, preventing heart attacks. And, you know, they'll talk to you about being on some aspirin, probably putting you on a statin to get your bad cholesterol under 70. If you have any high blood pressure, they'll put you on what's called an ACE inhibitor and just get your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight all at ideal levels, and don't smoke.
All right. There you go, Dean. Thanks for your call. Hope you're happy you did call. 888-553-7536. Listening in Utica, New York to WIBX is Lou, who has another injection question. Hi, Lou.
Hi. How are you, gentlemen? I got an injection, Doc, about 40, 45 days ago. I've had no symptoms. I called my doctor. He said to me that the batch numbers of the tainted ones were not the batch numbers that he had. I have another injection due on the 19th, but I canceled that one.
Okay.
Should I worry after 40 days?
Lou, so you don't have any of the symptoms that we talked about, headache,
no,
nausea,
no,
dizziness, fever?
No.
And you're,
no.
And you are, let me reassure you, you are beyond the incubation period. So I think you're okay, and your doctor's telling you it wasn't the batch. So let me reassure you, second voice, that you're not to worry.
Okay.
Going forward, I'm not telling everybody to avoid this procedure. I'm just mentioning that you want to avoid getting the steroid from this kind of pharmacy. I would try and get the source from a traditional pharmacy with good stock and making sure that it didn't come from this stock from this compounding pharmacy.
Right now, would I have to find a different doctor?
No.
You wouldn't have to find a different doctor. I would just ask the doctor to investigate where the source of the drug originated from.
Yeah, it can't be. They all come from Framingham. All right, so, Lou, there you go. Those are your marching orders. Thanks
for
calling.
Not to worry, Lou.
888-553-7536. We were talking with that other caller about heart issues. One of the news items this week from Dr. Ken has to do with beta blockers and what they do. You have used beta blockers to try to help people who may or may not be susceptible to a heart attack, right?
Exactly. This is a little bit of a confusing story, but it's gotten a lot of press. It was in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week about how beta blockers may not prevent heart attacks and strokes. And this is one of the dogmas in medicine, that we give these drugs that interfere with the natural adrenaline, the fight or flight hormone in the body, so that the heart doesn't compress as vigorously, the blood pressure doesn't go as high, the electrical activity in the heart is calmed down. But this new research suggests, Doug, that beta blocker pills don't prevent heart attacks, strokes, or cardiac death in patients who already have heart disease. But doctors, they're torn, like myself, over whether there's enough in this study to make a want to stop prescribing the drugs. I think that none of us are going to change what we're doing yet, but this is a study, and that's my advice, but this is a study that demonstrates the need to do more research, a higher standard of science, controlled blinded studies to look at this.
All right. 888-553-7536. Other heart news having to do with aspirin. Man, this is a back and forth, and it speaks to what I frequently say to you about science disproving itself. Because there are warnings about aspirin, don't take it. Now,
well,
this one.
Bad science disproves. Good science disproves bad science.
So is this, how do we know this is good science or bad science?
Well, I look at the articles and I see the study design, and that's the key, whether the study design is of the highest level, whether it's double-blinded, it's placebo-controlled, it's randomized, and these are all of the ideals that you want with a good study, whereas the other extreme is what we call observational. People just collect diaries, or you just ask their memory and you're not sure what they're doing. And, you know, that's not really good science, but sometimes that's the best we have. But low-dose aspirin, this is out of the British Medical Journal, open this week. Low-dose aspirin, it may help forestall cognitive decline in elderly women at high cardiovascular risk. The mechanism by which low-dose aspirin, Doug, might confer benefits on cognition in the elderly are uncertain, but it may relate to increasing blood flow to the brain through inhibition of platelet aggregation or by increasing production of a neuroprotective molecule, which is called docosinoids. But the key is that if you're at risk of circulation issues and you're getting a little older, a baby aspirin might actually help keep the brain functioning longer.
But you said women. Why women? Just why?
Because that's who we're studying in this.
So why wouldn't the same apply to men, though? What's the difference?
You can't assume it. You have to do a study.
I'm doing a study. I've been taking aspirin for a long time, and I think it does a world of good. That's my sense.
I would agree. For you personally, you can't generalize, but for what I know about you,
knowing about my body, 888-553-7536. One more item related to the heart. Ken's a cardiologist. Fish. Linking fish to heart failure, or amount of fish, and that's, I suppose, going to bring in omega-3s, because that's what we keep telling people they need to have, that either you eat the fish or you get the omega-3s, right?
And this is a confusing area.
Another one, yeah.
This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the latest article on fish oil. For people concerned about their heart health, Doug, it may be best to eat fish instead of taking these individual omega-3 fatty acid supplementations. Because eating fish regularly, it was linked to a lower risk of heart failure, and this is what they measured in this study. But taking the omega-3 supplements in all different forms, you're going to ask me, you know, which kind of omega in this study? They looked at all different types, and it was inconsistent when you took the fish oil. There wasn't any adverse effects, bad effects, but it just didn't have the benefits. So my advice, and this is what the American Heart Association recommends, for people to eat at least 2 servings of fatty fish per week, salmon, herring, sardines, and albacore tuna, some of the fish you can consider, seems to be the most beneficial.
Sardines. 888-553-7536. I don't know if that's like gefilte fish. What is gefilte fish? Anyway,
it's not in the list of fatty fishes.
Come get your gefilte fish here.
We'll have to get someone to call up and help us.
That's gefilte fish. 888. You don't like my gefilte fish. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken on the radio taking your calls right now.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order for Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your questions are welcome and encouraged, so you can get to the bottom of whatever medical issue you may have. Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Somebody called in, Ken, wanted to know if you had to have a primary care physician in order to see a specialist.
Usually not.
No.
It helps because they'll guide you to the appropriate one. They know the good ones, but it's not absolute. Some specialists won't see you without a primary, but most will.
If you're on Medicare, Medicaid, does that make a difference?
Well, that's another issue, whether the specialist takes your insurance, and you have to ask.
All right. Hopefully that answers that question. 888-553-7536. Donna's in Utica, New York. Hi, Donna. What's up with you?
Hi. Well, it's my son. He's 21 now. He has a body odor problem, even out of a bath. And I always, did you use soap? Yeah, he uses soap. When he was younger, I remember always asking the doctor, why does it smell out of his head? And we always used to have his hair cut short, which it is now, you know, like a military cut. Oh, it's nothing, it's nothing. But as he's getting older, he has this awful body radiation stench. Even after I wash his clothes, I washed his bed last night, and he said, Mom, what's this smell? And I used all kinds of stuff, heavy-duty fabric stuff and smell reliever. Nothing is getting the smell out of this kid.
Donna, let me help. Boy, because this is an issue. Does most people who have excessive body odor excessively sweat? Is he a real big sweater?
He's not a big sweater, and he's a skinny kid. He's only about 150 pounds, very skinny, short. He's about 5'7". He's not a big sweater, only if he, you know, works out or something, but just getting out of the shower a couple minutes later.
So you've done the routine things. You've used antiperspirants. You've used deodorants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's the natural guy, but I buy the natural ones. There's this heavy-duty one that I buy. It's not an armpit smell. It's a skin smell.
Okay. Well, what I would do is, again, usually this is due to too much sweating, but and what we use is antiperspirants, deodorants, and there are some prescription drugs, aluminum chloride prescriptions, when these don't work. If he has some rare metabolic problem that it's not due to sweating, you know, I'd want to check his thyroid, and you may want to bring him to an endocrinologist and make sure he doesn't have some very unusual metabolic issue, which could cause some unusual smells. But again, I would, you know, I'm not trying to doubt Mom, but usually, you know, 98% of the time, this is excessive sweating.
Okay. But there's nothing you can do about excessive
sweating. There's plenty of things you can do about it. The antiperspirants, the deodorants, and if those don't work, you can get a prescription aluminum chloride product. Drysol is an example. But you need to go, and, you know, I would go to either an endocrinologist or a dermatologist and let them check him out, you know, to make sure his thyroid's not overactive, make sure he doesn't have some bizarre, rare metabolic disorder that does create some of these unusual smells.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Let's see if we have time for Kathy's question. Kathy, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken and Doug, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling, my question to you is, what do you feel is the risk of using Estrace, which I for vaginal dryness, which I had a reaction to in my OBGYN, then put me on Vagifem 10 MCG pill form inserted into the vagina. All of the information in the medicines mention risk for ovarian, breast, or uterine cancer. My OBGYN says no, that's very low, as well as blood clots. I'd like your advice and recommendation.
Sure, Kathy. Great questions. Do you have a history of any of that? Do you have a family history of any of that? Do you know of any unusual genetics in your family?
My maternal grandmother died of breast cancer. My sister has had breast cancer. I've had a couple of biopsies, but no breast cancer.
Have you had any genetic testing? Do they have the BRCA gene in your family?
No, I have not. I thought that was too costly.
Okay, so you haven't done the testing?
No.
And your OBGYN is aware of your family history?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I need more time with you to make this judgment. Usually, I would agree with your OBGYN that when you put it on in low doses, short period of time, locally, it's usually very low risk. In fact, there's a whole big study out this week about even taking the pills for a short period of time may be less risk. We can talk more about this, but it's a complex area.
59 After with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.